Thank you for calling XPO. This is Cheryl. How can I help you?
Yes. Hi, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good, good. Cheryl, I'm calling because of some confusion with the delivery tomorrow.
Is the phone number on the order 978-597-6354?
Correct.
Okay, please hold. I'm waiting for the order to load.
Slow network. Still there? Hello. Hello. Hello, is anybody there? Hello?
Okay, so I'm still waiting for that account to load. Our system is going a little slow. Just bear with me.
Yeah, I spoke to Sonia at your office about an hour ago. It wasn't this slow, but it was slow.
Okay.
Can I talk while you're looking?
Yes, sir.
Well, let me tell you what's going on. I received a live call last night advising us that the delivery would be between 1 and 4 p.m. I received a voicemail message late this afternoon saying delivery would be between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. I also received an email to that effect. So that's when I called your office, and I spoke with Sonia about an hour ago. And Sonia confirmed to me that, in fact, it would be between 1 and 4. Yet 5 minutes ago, before I got on the call with you, I got another call from Best Buy saying it's between 11 and 1. So I'm kind of wondering what's right and what's wrong. You can understand my dilemma.
Okay.
And by the way, we've got previous messages saying delivery would be between 7 a.m. and 11 a.m. So it's really been, for lack of a better word, weird.
Okay, just bear with me.
And now, while I'm waiting with you, Best Buy is calling again. I got a call waiting on my phone. It says, waiting, Best Buy, 1-888-237-8289. And they're sure not calling me to tell me how much they love me. So I guess I'll have another voicemail message waiting for me when I get off the phone with you. Not trying to take it out on you, Cheryl, but it's crazy.
Not sure why is it going this slow.
When you had me on hold, I said slow network, but there was nobody there to hear me.
Okay, give me a moment. I'm going to reach out to a supervisor to see what's going on with the system. Please hold, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I do apologize for the wait. We were finally able to pull up that order, sir. And what is your first and last name and the address as well?
My first and last name is John Flannery. The address that it's going to is my daughter's address. Her name is Janice Kimball at 27 Merrimack Drive, Pepperell, Massachusetts, 01463.
Okay. Okay, and it shows the time frame is 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
11 to 1.
Yes,
but yet,
sir.
Sonia told me an hour ago, absolutely, positively, swore on a stack of Bibles it was 1 to 4.
No, sir. What we show in the system is 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Cheryl, I know what you said to me. I'm not sure you heard what I just said to you.
Yes, sir. The time frame on the order is 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. I don't see any other time frames on this order.
Well, why would Sonia tell me 11 to tell me 1 to 4 an hour ago?
That's something that I'm not sure of, sir. She's not actually in this department as well, so I'm not sure why she gave you that information.
Okay. Thanks very much. This is really absurd. And if it isn't delivered properly, we'll just cancel the order. Thank you. Good night now.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling XPO. Bye-bye.